Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh. Everything about this old girl, making me brand new in every way. So I'm singing hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I'm following Jesus every day to reach my destiny. I believe I'll sing it again. Hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I'm following Jesus every day to reach my destiny. I believe I'll sing it again.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you for a beautiful day, a magnificent day, a glorious day, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father God, your name is great, and your name is greatly to be praised. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father God. Father God, as we come, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission.
Father God, anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father God, for the things that we did, Father God, that we shouldn't have done, the things that we didn't do, that we should have. Oh, Father God, anywhere we have come short, Father God, we confess before you. And Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. We thank you for a new week, a new month, a new year, a new day, a new season. Father God, we thank you for all things new and all things have passed away, Father God, because of our faith in you. And we want to say thank you for giving us the faith, Father God, to hold on to your word, Father God. Hallelujah. To lean with your word, to turn with your word, to go with your word. Whichever way the word is taking us, Father God, we submit, we surrender, we humble ourselves, Father. And we say thank you, 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 over, over, over and over and over again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Bless our services on today. Father God, may you and you alone receive all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor, Father, as we come. Hallelujah. We pray that your people will be edified today, Father, and that you and you alone will be glorified. And as you told your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. And I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. This is a day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and God's name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our scripture on this morning comes from the book of Mark, chapter number 9. And I read in your hearing, starting in verse number 14, and it reads like this. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately, when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, what are you discussing with them? Then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and hollow, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But you can do anything. Have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit crieth out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to him, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God, amen, for the reading, amen, hallelujah, of his word, the blessed word of God, amen, for the blessed people of God. Amen. We're coming with a subject today, cast it away. Fast it away. Fast it away. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the word of God on today. Beloved, as we see in this portion of scripture, amen, a mighty miracle, amen, that Jesus performed. And Jesus was full of miracles. His life was about miracles. Jesus was is a miracle working God. And Jesus, once he was baptized by John the Baptist, once Jesus had come up out of the wilderness after 40 days of fasting, we see where his ministry began. Amen. And it was full of miracles, full of signs, and full of wonders. And the beautiful part about that, beloved, amen, Jesus said, and greater works shall you do. And when Jesus made that statement, he was talking to you and he was talking to me. He was talking to all believers. Amen. Anyone who was born again, anyone who has given their life to Christ, amen, by faith, through God's grace and through God's mercies. For we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, beloved, amen, we see this situation here, this story, beloved, amen, was a story of a young boy who was possessed, but his possession was generational. He had come with a generational curse, and that no one could understand, no one even knew, amen, what was going on. Beloved, you may ask, what do we mean when we say generational? What do you mean, Pastor Bradford, when you talk about generational curses? Beloved, we mean a trait that is prevalent in your lineage, something that recurs over and over and over again from previous generations to the present generation. The only reason it is called a generational curse is because it has been allowed to fester through from one generation to the next generation without anyone breaking it. If you make a generational decision to break it by the word, by the blood, and by prayer and fasting, whatever it is can be broken. It does not make a difference. There is nothing too hard for our God to do. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Beloved, certain families have particular traits. Certain families have particular weaknesses and proclivities in their lives. Some are good, but when we talk about generational curses, we are talking about something negative. We are talking about something detrimental. A curse is an invisible tracking device, and it is also a time bomb that will detonate at some period in someone's generation. People who know, excuse me, there are people who know that come, see, and they may come, glory be to God, they already know that diabetes is going to eventually catch up with them. Why? Because it is rampant in their family. See? So diabetes become a ticking bomb that will eventually detonate in their lives. See? For others, it could be heart disease. I was talking to a young man, glory be to God, and he says that cancer is rampant in their family. He said that all the men in their family die at the age of, by the age of 40. It could be a mental illness, beloved. It could be cancer. It could be divorce. Everyone in your family is divorced. Having children out of wedlock. See, whatever that trait is that you notice is moving from generation to generation, beloved, that is a generational curse, even the spirit of poverty. How is this possible then? The key word, beloved, is generational, from which we get the word genes, and we get the word genetics. Something in their genetics has been programmed to act in a particular manner. So how does fasting destroy that, beloved? Glory be to God. In our scripture today, we see when Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration. And when Jesus came down, an interesting event took place where a man brought his son. His son, the Bible says his son was a lunatic, to be healed. But the disciples could not do it. This means that the disciples tried, but the result was not a success. The man came to Jesus and said, I brought my son to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Jesus then dealt with the situation. Jesus rebuked the devil, and the boy was delivered. After seeing what had transpired, the disciples took Jesus to the side, see, and they privately asked him. They didn't want to ask him in public. They were too ashamed to ask him in public. But they asked Jesus, they said, why couldn't we cast the devil out? Jesus replied, beloved, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Some editions of and translations of the Bible, you notice, will not say the word fasting. If you look in the King James Version, they don't mention the word fasting. They deleted the word fasting, see? But, beloved, the original, glory be to God, a version of the Bible, amen, the Greek version, glory be to God, tells us what Jesus said, this kind cometh out by prayer and fasting. Beloved, I want you to notice the word kind. Jesus said this kind, see? Now, that word kind, K-I-N-D, in the Greek is genos, from which we get the English word genes. We get the English word genesis. We get the English word genetics. Glory be to God. The reason the disciples could not cure or cast the devil out of the son was because something was in his genes. It was in his genetics. It was not a surface situation. This was something that was embedded in him. Glory be to God. In his DNA. Glory be to God. This is why the disciples tried, but they failed. So many times, beloved, we have prayed for people, and they leave our presence helplessly knowing that nothing has changed. Why? Because there is something in their genesis. There is something in their genes, glory be to God, that requires power. It requires Holy Ghost power to be dislodged. We see in the scriptures that everything reproduces after its kind. If you want to reproduce another kind, then you must be connected to another kind. And beloved, we see here in the scriptures where the Son of the Father came in contact with the Son of the Father. Ha ha! Oh, glory be to God. The Son of the Father, the lunatic, came in contact with the Son of the Father, Jesus. And a new genetic line started for this young man. Beloved, we need to understand that there are infirmities which are lodged in some people's genesis. There are infirmities that are lodged in some people's genes. Glory be to God. In their DNA, glory be to God. In that generation, which can only be destroyed. To say, my God. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, this kind, hallelujah, to change the DNA, this kind, to restructure the genes, this kind, glory be, we got to go deep. We got to go deep in. This is not an external fix. This is an internal fix. We got to go deep in the soul, and we got to go deep in the genes of this person. We got to go deep in the DNA and the genetic makeup of this person. This is who they are. This is what they are connected to. Jesus said we got to go deep, and the only way that we're going to be able to destroy this type of curse, this type of cycle, this type of run of the mill, glory be to God, is through a prayer and through fasting and standing on the word. My God, standing on the word, standing on the word, standing on the word, standing on the promises of Christ our King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory to the highest, we will shout and sing. We're standing on the promises of God. And Jesus said, this is why you couldn't do it, boys. He said, you got to go deeper. Oh, God, hallelujah. This is not a name and claim it type of situation. Oh, no, we got to go all the way in to the genes of this person. Hallelujah. And that can only be done through prayer and through fasting. Beloved, we see a similar event, glory be to God, in the book of Esther. When we read the book of Esther, which is fairly a short book, it's just a few chapters in the book of Esther, we see a man by the name of Haman. And the Bible tells us that Haman, he was an Agagite. An Agagite. He made much trouble for the Jews. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is this. How in the world was there still an Agagite after God told Saul to kill all the Amalekites? Glory be to God. Which would have included, Agag the king. Y'all remember that? Hallelujah. And when Jesus, when Samuel asked, Saul, why have you disobeyed God? What's this bleeding of the sheep? Glory, remember when the kingdom was rent from Saul? Hallelujah. And God said obedience is better than sacrifice. Because Saul didn't kill all the Amalekites, but he spared some. Glory be to God, including the king, Agag. So, beloved, when Saul did not kill them all, and when he spared the king Agag, beloved, we see generations generations later, glory be to God, he came to be a stumbling block for the Jews because Haman was of that lineage. Haman was of the King Agag. Glory be to God. And here we see where Haman had put them under a death sentence all the way from India to Ethiopia. And that was a large territory. You see that? He was going to kill all the Jews. All the Jews. All the Jews. Why? Because he was a descendant of Agag. But beloved, as we continue to read in this wonderful book, it was through the fasting of Mordecai and Esther that this generational problem was rooted out. It was through the fasting of Mordecai and Esther that this generational curse was destroyed once and for all. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us, beloved, in Esther 9 and 14, that not only was Haman executed, but it tells us that Haman, glory be to God, and all of his sons. It tells us when we read in verse number 14, and the decree was given to Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. They executed Haman and all of his sons so that they could not be a problem generationally again. You see, beloved, we have to go deeper. Every genetic disease or every generational calamity tracking you will be destroyed when you learn how to fast, when you learn how to pray and fast and pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of you are in circles right now, running around in circles, scared to death, living in fear. You already know, glory be to God, that the men in your family always attacked by a certain age. You already know, amen, the cycle in your family. All of the young women, amen, are having abortions. You already know that cycle in your family. Glory be to God. So many homosexuals and lesbians in your family. You already know the cycle. Glory be to God in your family. Yeah, glory be to God. The majority of people in your family end up with high blood pressure. The majority of people in your family end up with cancer. The majority of people in your family end up with diabetes. You already know the cycle. The majority of the people in your family, the men, they end up going to prison. You already know what the cycle is. It is just generational. This is something that has been handed down from generation to generation to generation. That's why it's called the generational curse. The young lunatic, amen, glory be to God, he had that generational curse in his genes, in his genetics. You can't go to the hospital and have the doctors pull it out. It don't be removed that way. You can't take any lotions and potions and vitamins and pills and juice. Amen. It don't come out that way. Glory be to God. You can't go and sacrifice a certain amount of money. Amen. To the priest. Amen. And to the leaders and lay it at God's altar. It don't come out that way. Glory be to God. You can't sing it out. You can't dance it out. You can't shout it out. You can't speak in tongues to get rid of it. Beloved, you can't do it. The Bible says you can't even pray it out. He said, but you got to put some fasting with that prayer. He said, you got to go deeper. I am talking to a group of people this year, beloved. We said we're the ones that's going to break the cycle. We said we're the ones that say enough is enough, no more. We're standing up for ourselves. We're standing up for our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come through our lineage. We said they're not going to go around in this circle no more. We're pulling them out of the circle. We're breaking the circle. Glory be to God. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to reconstruct the genes
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Of our DNA. Beloved, you remember the blind man. When the blind man went to Jesus, and he couldn't see a lick. Glory be to God. And what did Jesus do? Jesus took some dirt from the ground. Glory be to God. And Jesus spit on it. And after Jesus spit on the dirt, then he put the mud on the man's eye, and the man was able to see. Why in the world did Jesus spit? Wasn't that embarrassing? Wasn't that an insult? No, it was not. It was a miracle. Jesus, when he spit on the dirt, he put his DNA in the dirt. Because your spit carries your DNA. Glory be to God. The DNA of God will change your DNA. The blessings of God will break the curse in your life and in the cycle of your family. Aren't you tired of your family going around in circles? Aren't you tired of the bad news? Aren't you tired? Glory be to God. Well, Jesus gave us the answer. Jesus gave us the remedy for those who are serious. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, fast. Turn your plate down. Come on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said, hallelujah. In Matthew chapter number 17, as I close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Matthew's version, when the disciples came to Jesus on the sly, there wasn't nobody know he was coming. They said they was embarrassed because they didn't have the power. And asked Jesus, Jesus, why did you cast the demon out? And why couldn't we cast the demon out? Glory be to God. Beloved, we have family members and friends that's demonized. Amen. Glory be, crying out for help and can't find it. Why? Because they can't find nobody with the power. They can't find no demonstration of the power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fasting brings the power. Jesus answered in verse number 20. He said, because of your unbelief. For surely I say unto you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, you can talk all you want. You can speak to the mountain all you want. Howbeit, this kind, in addition to your decreeing and your declaring and your speaking, glory be to God, you could decree a thing and it shall be established. But Jesus is saying, in addition to that, glory be to God, he said, this kind, this generational curse, this generational cycle, everybody going to live and die broken, busted, and disgusted? I don't think so. I don't think so. Everybody going to die without Jesus? I don't think so. Glory be to God. Everybody going to die of high blood pressure and diabetes? I don't think so. Jesus said you can break the cycle. Everybody going to be a lunatic? I don't think so. Everybody going to the psychiatrist? I don't think so. Glory be to God. He said this kind. This kind does not go out except by prayer and by fasting. Beloved, we come to encourage you today that you can fast it away. We don't know what your situation is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you can fast it away. Hallelujah. All the young folks in your family, glory be to God, men with men and women with women, you ain't got to get mad with them. I tell you, you can fast it away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You running up, amen, to the state, a correctional facility for all your family, I say you can fast it away.
You can fast it away. Because God is not a man and God is not a liar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody has to be the one to break the cycle. It's just not going to happen. You just can't sit back and wait for God to do something. God already did what he going to do. The rest is up to us. Faith without works is dead. He said, because of your unbelief, you don't have enough faith to believe that if you turn your plate down, you can start seeing miracles, not only in your life, but in your family's life, in your spouse's life, in your children's life, and all throughout your lineage. He said, you don't have enough faith to believe it. Glory be to God. You really don't think it's nothing to it. Glory be to God. But Jesus said, no, fasting works. It'll break the cycle. It'll correct the genes. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. When you give, hallelujah, the word a chance, beloved. We come to you today, amen, to encourage you to give the word a chance. Hallelujah. 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 Fasting is humbling yourself before God and turning towards him. Hallelujah. The word fast literally means to shut the mouth so as to abstain from food. Fasting is engaging God for spiritual, mental, physical, financial, ministerial, municipal, and personal breakthrough. Fasting is entreating God for divine intervention. Fasting is connecting with God to force the impossible to become possible. Fasting is making a demand upon the supply of the Spirit. Fasting is telling God that you are not relying upon your own hands, but upon his hand to remove the hand of Satan from our lives. Fasting is your spirit making your body an altar to connect with God for spiritual and physical transactions. Fasting is inducing labor in order to give birth to your destiny. It breaks delay and the spirit of opposition. Fasting is the slowing of the flesh in order to fast forward your spirit and your destiny. In Jesus' name. So, beloved, this word of God has come to encourage you today that you can stop crying. You can stop worrying. You can stop fretting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Of the situations going on in your life and the lives of your loved ones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not the neighborhood you live in. It's not the economy. It's not the school. Amen. They went to. It's not the neighborhood. No, no, no. The word of God says it's in their DNA. And it's nothing new. Because it's been passed down from generation to generation to generation. Every now and then it'll skip a generation. And then it comes back and explodes in the next generation. Glory be to God. That homosexuality has been around for a while in your situation. Just tell the truth. Huh? Glory be to God. The things that's going on, beloved, those curses in your family, it ain't nothing new. It's been going on. But you've been sitting back watching it and praying about it. But the Lord said, you got to go a little bit deeper if you want to break the cycle. You got to go a little bit deeper. He said, this kind, this generational curse is only broken through prayer and fasting. See, you can pray without fasting, but you definitely cannot or should not fast without praying. And Jesus said, if you put your faith on that, if you put your faith on the truth of God's word, if you put your faith on the power of God's word, if you put your faith on the fact that God's word works, you will see a miracle. You will see the miracle. And the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, that the boy went away. The boy went away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Normal. Normal. Glory be to God. after, glory be to God, after being under that situation all his life. Yeah, well, you know, he said they got all type of names for it nowadays, beloved, and they want to call some people retarded and call them slow and call them mental. Let me tell you something, some of that is sickness and some of that is generational. And no matter which one it is, Jesus' word can fix it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe it today? Do you believe it, beloved? Hallelujah. We in this ministry have engaged, amen, on 21 days of fasting, amen, with the majority of the Christian population. Glory be to God. Just about every church you go into, they're talking about this 21 days of fasting as we are coming together, amen, on a unified front, telling the devil no more. Oh, no more, no more. And we're not cheating. We know it's hard to fast on the weekends, but guess what? We still fasting. Why? Because we're telling the devil no more. So you got to let it go. You got to spit it out. You got to loose it, release it, and let it go. Your time is up, Negro. Glory be to God. When I say Negro, I'm talking about a mindset, because the devil think he all of that. See, he's been in your generation so long, so many years. Amen. He think he going to stay there. See? But no. We are the ones. We are the ones that's turning the generational curse into a generational blessing. You see some families, beloved, amen, it's like when the people are born in that family, they're born with a silver spoon in their mouths. They ain't got to worry about money, amen, everybody get a good education, you know, ain't nobody sick, and it seems like everybody living the good life. Why is that? That's the difference between generational curse and generational blessing. Don't get mad at them. Get mad at the devil. And we are the ones that's going to turn this whole thing around. We are the ones that can do it. God is counting on you. Amen. Come on in. Amen. And join us. Amen. If you'd like to learn more about it and the different types of fasting, et cetera, join us on our 6 a.m. service. Amen. Glory be to God. Where we meet on blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership, 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Amen. Monday through Saturdays. Amen. Come on, jump in, and we're going to and meet us back here on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We're going to teach you all about it. Amen. Glory be to God. God looks at the heart. Whatever we do in word or deed, we do it as unto the Lord. And baby, anybody that turn their plate down to food, devil know you serious. Because y'all know we eat for every occasion. We eat when the baby is born. We want to go to the, amen, the bridal shower. Okay, we're eating there. We're eating when the baby graduates from school for the graduation parties. We're eating for the birthday parties. We're eating at the wedding. Then they grow up and die. We're eating at the funeral. You better not go to any of these ceremonies and say you ain't got no food. We eat at every occasion. It ain't even an occasion if there's no food there. So, baby, when you turn your plate down and tell the devil no, oh, he know you're serious. He know you're serious. The world know you're serious. Hallelujah. And God know you're serious because you get God's attention. Amen. This kind can only come by prayer and by fasting. So, beloved, whatever the situation is, whatever the curse is, we come to encourage you today to fast it away. How did you get deliverance? What happened? What's your testimony? They got the breakthrough. Oh, we're a new person. It was a miracle. What happened? What was the formula? I fasted. And what else? Nothing else. I just prayed and fasted. Then you had to go see the president. Then you had to go see the chief neurologist. Then you go to the doctor. What was the judge's name? What type of vitamins did you take? Was it the juice? Tell me your secret. I fasted and I prayed. That's what when they pulled Jesus to the side, that's what they was asking Jesus. His disciples pulled them to the side. They said, wait a minute, Jesus. Now, we did the same thing you did. Now, Jesus, what was the one thing? Just tell us, Jesus, what's the secret? How was you able to work this miracle? Jesus said, this kind only come by prayer and by fasting. Do you believe it? And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. That's the word of God for today. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved, that you can fast it away. Just fast it away. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we thank you for breaking every generational curse in our family line. God, we are tired of these repeated cycles. Here we go round in circles. Father God, we say thank you for showing us plain and simple. Plain and simple, Father. That not only did it work for Jesus, it works for Esther and Mordecai. Esther and Mordecai prayed and fasted, Father God, and they was able to rid Haman, Father God, hallelujah, and his sons, Father God, hallelujah, from that vicious cycle they came to kill. And we know the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He doesn't like none of us, and he don't play fair. But Father God, we say thank you that the cycle was broken. And we thank you for showing us your simple remedy. Father God, help us to humble ourselves. Father, humility and fasting is synonymous. It's the same thing. Because when we fast before you, we are humbling ourselves. Glory be to God. And we say thank you. And you said, humble ourselves before you, and the Lord will lift us up. Lift us up in victory. Lift us up in triumph. Lift us up in breakthrough. Lift us up in miracles, Father God. And we're asking you to break every generational curse, every generational cycle in our family. We don't care if it's the men running around with men, the women running around with women, Father God, the premature death. Father God, our family ending up incarcerated, Father God, with high blood pressure, diabetes, mental situations, poverty, whatever the negative cycle is, it got to go. Go. We're going deeper. We're going deeper, Father God. We know, Father God, this is something, a force that cannot be seen. Glory be to God, but it's not an external issue. It's an internal issue. And we're going deeper, Father. And you can tap into the DNA and change the genetics and make us brand new in you. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Come and join us. Amen. Glory be to God. 6 o'clock every morning on blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership, Monday through Saturdays, Sundays, amen, at 12 noon, Wednesday night Bible study at 8 p.m., the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We call it the power line. Amen. Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and back at 9 p.m. Meet us on social media. Amen. At the morning altar. Amen. On Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Sundays at 9. Amen. And p.m. in the name of Jesus. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter. Amen. Apple TV, Google TV, Roku TV, just about every platform. Just about every platform you can find us. Amen. Follow us. Amen. And if we have been a blessing to you in any way, let us hear from you. Visit us at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Send us out an email. Connect with us. Amen. Be a partner with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Amen. For your willingness to sow into the soil of this rich a word. Amen. Sowing into the word. Sowing into the soil of the word. Amen. It's guaranteed to bring you a 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Amen. So we thank you for your faithful giving. Amen. To this ministry. All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and jump in. Today is day number 7 of our 21-day fast. We're 1/3 of the way there. but it's not too late for you to jump in and be a part. Why? Because you're going to fast it away. You're going to rescue your family. You're going to be the hero in God's economy that saved your family and turn your family, amen, turn those generational curses into generational blessings through the power, amen, of prayer and fasting. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we bless you and we thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is expelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Have a good day. Amen. Fast it away and expect your miracle today. God bless you.
I expect a miracle today.
That's what she
said. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry, and she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard that Jesus had the power to heal, and he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free, because you came expecting a miracle from me. Is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. So I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe as you speak the word in faith. You will see your whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle from me. A miracle today, for nothing is impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle. So I expect my miracle today.
Wow.